The Invictus Games kick off tomorrow night. 500 competitors from 18 countries preparing to fight for the honours. The Duke of Sussex, Prince Harry, will address the national audience and a live broadcast audience actually around the world at the opening ceremony of this sports event that he created to support veterans and wounded military personnel. The word Invictus is Latin for unconquered, and that's the spirit of these games and the competitors. Gold medal winning Paralympian Dylan Alcott will be part of the ABC's coverage of the Invictus Games. Dylan, welcome back to Breakfast.
G'day, thanks for having me on, really appreciate it.
Dylan, you're a veteran of Olympics, Paralympian, you've won a swag of medals over a couple of sports. Are the Invictus Games the same kind of competition we're used to watching when we watch the Olympics? Will we be seeing the same kind of events we might see at the Paralympics?
Yeah, 100%. There's a bunch of different sports. Obviously, there's wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, wheelchair rugby. Obviously, for some of the athletes, it's probably not as high a level as something like the Paralympic Games, but it's not all about winning medals at the Invictus Games. Obviously, these returned servicemen and women have been wounded when they were serving their country, and this is an opportunity for them to kind of get back into the community, get back, you know, being an athlete, get fit again, meet other people that are similar to them. And, yeah, it's been really awesome to be involved. I've really enjoyed it, and I've met so many incredible people who have, to be honest, been through some really hard times but have come out the other side and are, you know, getting their life back on track, and that's why Prince Harry started it. And, yeah, I really encourage everyone to check it out, because apart from having good stories, they're bloody good athletes as well, a fair few of them. They're definitely going to put on a show once the opening ceremony kicks off on Saturday.
I bet they are. It's an Olympic. In an Olympics, you know, it's all about national spirit. It's all about your national team. Is it the same at the Invictus Games? Are they competing for their teams? I mean, yeah. I know they are for their countries, but is there a different kind of spirit, have you sensed?
Oh, definitely. There's more of a community spirit involved, you know, even though everyone wants to win, I'm not going to lie, but also they do get around each other in a very impressive way because they're all going through similar things. You know, they all got, you know, wounded while they were serving for their countries. And I'm sure there are some athletes who are really, really keen on winning the gold medals, but I know there are also other athletes who are just really excited to be there and to get around each other and to support each other in what they're going through. Obviously, you know, serving for your country and getting injured is a pretty gnarly thing to happen. And I guess the camaraderie that they all have between each other is really impressive to see. And, yeah, it's been really cool to be involved.
It is a pretty gnarly thing to happen. I guess you're right. But that word Invictus means unconquered, and that's what it represents, that they're not being beaten down by the injuries they've incurred through their service. But I imagine it's the same. I mean, there are a lot of parallels to Paralympians who, you know, people with living with or born with or have incurred some kind of disability who then get the inner strength and have the resilience and the support to get over that, to get out and start competing in a sport. So there's definitely similarities, would you say?
Couldn't agree anymore. I know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, when I was 14 years old and getting bullied about my disability, so I've been in a wheelchair my whole life from a tumour from birth, and sport saved my life. It really did. I was embarrassed about my disability. I didn't want to leave the house. I didn't think I'd do anything with my life. And then I found, you know, Paralympic sport. And, you know, I see a few years later winning 3 gold medals in the Paralympic Games. And without sport, I promise you, we wouldn't be having this phone call. I don't even know what I'd be doing. And it was a real lifeline for me. And it's a lifeline for these returned servicemen and women who have been wounded, you know, serving for their country. And, you know, I don't just, you know, mean this. You know, shout out to Prince Harry for sticking his neck out and doing something like this, because he didn't have to do that. And he thought, you know what, I really want to help, and he really has. And the parallels between my career and the people that I've been meeting where sport has been, you know, something for them to believe in and get out and do is exactly the same. And that's why when I got asked to be involved in the coverage on ABC, I thought I'd love to, because I really do believe in it.
Yeah, and I bet it's it's a lifeline for you. It was a lifeline for you. I bet it's a lifeline for a lot of kids, a lot of people with a disability watching who will get inspired. That's the aim. So tell us about the ABC show that you're, I think you're a panellist on it. It's called Invictus Games Today. It happens every night. It's hosted by Chris Barth and Limo, you and Damien Tomlinson, who is a Paralympian, but I think he's also a former Invictus Games competitor, isn't he?
Yeah, correct. He's not a Paralympian himself. He was wounded in war. He was in the Invictus Games. You might remember him. He was from Survivor. If you watch Survivor, he was on the latest series of that. He's an awesome bloke. And, yeah, it's going to be great coverage. Every single night on the ABC, the opening ceremony kicks off on Saturday night. And, yeah, it's, as I said, apart from having awesome stories, these athletes are, first of all, it's pretty funny as well. And they also are a great athlete who put on a show. So anybody listening, please tune in and I highly recommend it because it's going to be an incredible week.
So it's on 8 o'clock every night. Is it a bit like, you know, do we expect we might have tuned in after the Olympics and watch HD and Roy on The Dream? Is it that kind of format?
For sure. There's a little bit of everything. There's a little bit of competition, a little bit of funny stuff, a few of serious stuff. There's, you know, it's an incredible game to coverage. And, you know, who knows? Hopefully we're trying to get some in touch with the Royals as well. But, yeah, it's going to be...
Dylan.
Hopefully. I don't know how it's going. But they, you know, it's... Just the bars that they've created by being in the country, it's really put a spotlight on people with a disability and people that have been, you know, willing to do more, and a spotlight that you don't normally get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
It's been really cool. So to be, I guess, given that opportunity to be the one broadcasting it is pretty special to me. I strongly encourage everybody to check it out.
Okay. Well, just a bit of a guide from you, Dylan, I'd appreciate, about which sports you reckon are the most exciting to watch.
Look, you know, I'm biased. So obviously I love the tennis, but the wheelchair tennis would be great. Wheelchair rugby, wheelchair basketball. We'll be doing highlights from all of them. And yeah, if you're in the New South Wales region, get down as well, because obviously you can get tickets to check it out. But yeah, I strongly recommend it. Have you seen the wheelchair rugby before?
Yeah, I've watched a bit of it once. Is that, what's the other word for it? Is that what they call murder ball?
It is.
Yeah.
And some of these units are crazy. So I strongly recommend it because there is some serious falls. And we'll be bringing it on, so looking forward to it.
And a lot of those competitors you'll be bringing on to the show every night, will you, after the games?
100%, yeah. So we'll be having them live on the desk. And we've also recorded a bunch of packages from about 15 different Australian athletes as well as athletes from all around the world. So we'll definitely be bringing their stories too.
Dylan, looking forward to it. Thank you so much for joining it, mate, and good luck with the show.
Thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it.
Gold medal winning Paralympian Dylan Alcott. He's part of the ABC team covering the games, Invictus Games today, which will come on your screens, your ABC screens, or your devices, however you watch, after the games every night. And it'll be featuring this team, hosted by Chris Barth and Limo, and then a range of experts and competitors and just generally funny and amusing people, I think, will be guests on Invictus Games today. Every night, kicks off Sunday night, 7:40 p.m. And you can always catch it on iView too, of course. The Invictus Games, the opening is tomorrow night.